Good morning and welcome back to our Bemidji Community Arena here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Our Lumberjack Championship game about 4 minutes away. So we take a look at these two teams that are playing today, the Portage Lake Flyers. Finished third in the North Division. They lost to Bemidji 6-1 in the tournament opener, tied with Cloquet 6-6, defeated Morris Benson in pool play 7-2, and then defeated Detroit Lakes in bracket play last night 7-1. They will be taking on Thief River Falls. They also finished third place in the East Division. They were scheduled to play and open their weekend against Grand Rapids, and unfortunately Grand Rapids had to bail on the tournament because of some COVID positives. So a tough thing for Grand Rapids, but we hope they're all doing well. The Thief River Falls PWA had defeated Blaine in pool play 5-1, then lost to Detroit Lakes 6-1, and then last night defeated Cloquet in bracket play 4-3 to move on to this championship game. Portage Lake, I should mention, they are out of Houghton, Michigan. And if you know anything about Houghton, they are big on hockey there. Home of Michigan Tech, the Bemidji State University men's hockey team will be hosting Michigan Tech next weekend. My husband, Brian Schultz, will have the call of those games at the Sanford Center as the Beavers ended up with home ice against the Huskies. So Portage Lake representing that Houghton area. They get a lot of snow there. Hopefully they'll have safe travels back to their home after today's game, but Thief River Falls, no stranger to this tournament. They've been in it quite a few times. Only a little over an hour away from Bemidji, and they are familiar with this rink. Thief River Falls coached by Cody Bottom. Assistant coach is Tanner Nesson, and their manager, Missy Borgen. Portage Lake, their head coach, Patrick Aldrich. Assistant coaches are Guy Hembroff, Ryan Markham, and Tim Stokall. Manager is Jake Hiller. Normally in a year where there's no COVID, these two teams would have squirt escorts. The squirt escort for Portage is sponsored by Super 8. The squirt escort for Thief River Falls is sponsored by Ray Sport and Marine. So we'll give shout outs to their sponsors today as these two teams get ready to battle in about 25 seconds. It is the Lumberjack Championship game here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Again, the consolation game being played next door at the Sanford Power Rink here at the Bemidji Community Arena, the second sheet of ice that they just opened up this season. Detroit Lakes will be taking on Cloquet for that consolation championship. Today's broadcast brought to you by McDonald's of Bemidji, Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, Corner Bar, Hills Greenhouse, and Jimmy John's. I'm Kelly Schultz. I'm with you here today through our Sunday championship brackets. Thanks for tuning in to PaulBunyanHockey.com. Our broadcast today courtesy of RP Broadcasting and 94.3 The Legends. Today's Bemidji Championship game will be on the radio here locally in Bemidji, 94.3 FM, The Legends. That game slated to start around 12:45. We may be a little bit behind schedule with this game. Originally scheduled for 10:45 this morning, they're off to a little bit of a late start. The previous game between Morris Benson and Calumet went to overtime, with Calumet winning 7-6 in the round robin bracket. Thief River Falls decked out in their royal blue and gold today. They've got Thief River scripted across the front of their chest, their numbers and big block numbers on their backs. And somebody needs to tell those kids to untuck the back of their shirts, their jerseys, so I can see what numbers they are. I can't tell who's who out there. All I know is one of them is Carter Svensgaard. And we are underway here between the Thief River Falls Pee Wee A's and Portage Lake Flyers. Thief River controlling the play inside the offensive zone. Portage will try to clear. I see some great hockey hair out there right now for Portage Lake. Tevin Stuckel. Tevin sends it out to center. Up the ice, here comes Kirby Storm. That's a great hockey name. Flyers inside the offensive zone. Ian Hembroff plays it over to the left half wall. Brody Donnelly. Now picked up by Thief River Falls. Bennett Borgen at the back wall, trying to escape. Not able to clear that puck. It's kept in. A shot taken from the blue line by Todd Kilpala was redirected. Kilpala again with the puck. Back to the blue line, onto the stick of Gage Gullstrand. Gullstrand with it over on the near half wall. Still inside that offensive zone for the Flyers. Svensgaard tries to clear. That puck's going to squirt out to neutral ice. Picked up there by the Flyers' Gullstrand. Rink-wide pass. Carried in by Kilpala. Picked up now by Nolan Hanner. Hanner slides the puck around to the back wall behind the net of the goaltender for Thief River. And carried back up the ice. Shot blasted high right into the glove of Kaysen Helminen, the goaltender for Portage. No score here. 12:51 to play in the first. Saw 13 goals scored in the first game of our morning here. I always like those high-scoring games. Of course, the moms of the goaltenders don't necessarily like those. Backdoor play there by the Thief River Falls Pee Wee A team. Tied up at the back wall now. As I look at the picture in the program, Thief River Falls has a big old cat on the front of their jerseys. Somebody needs to tell me what their mascot is. So I'm not just saying Thief River Falls this whole game. It looks like a panther, maybe? Back to the blue line inside Thief River's zone. Picked up by Tevin Stuckel. Stuckel tries to center that one. It's intercepted. Fired all the way up the ice. That will be an icing call against Thief River Falls. Faceoff will come all the way up the ice. Hudson Hall lines up for the faceoff up against Ian Hembroff. Left circle. Thief River Falls zone just to the right of the goaltender. Puck is intercepted just outside of the blue line, fired right back in by Hambroff. Off the back wall, intercepted there by Borgen. On the near wall and kept in play. Kirby Storm plays the puck off the boards to the back wall. Stokel. Left circle, shot, blocked. That shot was blasted by Todd Kilpela. Kilpela will keep the play alive. Skates it to the middle. Oh, just off the stick of Stukel. Back wall. Behind the net of the goaltender. Shot comes in. Blocker save. Another blocker save. A shot. Oh, the rebound just dangling right out there inside the blue paint. And it's tapped away into the net. I believe it was Todd Kilpela. I will get credit for that one. Actually, I think they're going to give credit to Gage Golstrand for that goal. Nice job there by Portage Lake. They go up 1-0 with 10:18 to play. Back out of the zone. Here comes Thief River. They'll slide the puck down low. Chasing it was Porter Markham. Played ahead. Here comes Portage Lake. Flyers. Driven off the back wall of Thief River zone. And that one's not broken out. Kept in play by Helminen. Sent toward the net and covered up. Smothered there by the goaltender. 1-0 our score, 9:32 to play as Portage Lake leads Thief River Falls. Copper Roth, the goaltender for Thief River Falls here today. At the other end of the ice. Kaysen Helminen. That's the goalie for Portage Lake. Get another faceoff here, left circle. Gunnar Gullstrand to faceoff. What are we waiting for? A little delay here at the BCA. First National Bank rink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I was just making sure that there were the right number. Oh, we've got a penalty. I missed that one. It was an elbow call. And Portage Lake Flyers go on a power play. First one of the day. Shot comes in. Ooh. Pushing and shoving match right out in front of the goaltender. As Copper Roth comes up with the save. Still unsure who was sent into the penalty box there for Thief River Falls. One-timer hit traffic in the slot. Came off of the stick of Kirby Storm. One of the Thief River Falls players lost their stick. It'll be picked right back up. High in Winter. And now shorthanded. Here comes Winter. He gets stopped at the center circle. And we get an icing call. So one thing about Pee Wee hockey I never quite understood, but I get it. Icing when you're killing off a penalty. I wish they wouldn't call that. Should allow the kids to play. Power play for another minute 28 here for Portage. Back to the blue line, Casey Hiller. Hiller drives that one toward the nets. Goes off the stick of Roth. He will smother it. Still a minute 18 left on that penalty time. And a 1-0 lead for Portage Lake. Oh, that puck just trickled wide. It came off the stick of Max Aldrich. Now up the ice, here comes the Thief River Falls. Portage Lake will steal. Up the ice comes Brody Donnelly. Donnelly not able to get the shot off. Puck is fired up the ice. They'll wave off icing this time. 38 seconds left on the power play. Hiller with the puck. He'll skate it back out to center. Taps it ahead for Donnelly. Back in over the blue line. And an offside call as Portage had one skater trying to exit at the same time as that puck came into the zone. Today's game being brought to you by Corner Bar of Bemidji, Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, McDonald's of Bemidji, Hills Country Greenhouse, and Jimmy John's. Thanks to all of our sponsors of the Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament here. The Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament used to be more international. There were teams that came in from Russia and Canada, Norway. Not so much anymore, courtesy of COVID. But it's nice to have a couple of Michigan teams here this weekend. Normally we get a couple of teams from North Dakota and Wisconsin. Only 12 teams signed up this year because of the COVID situation, and one of those teams had to bail because of a COVID positive. Actually, a couple of COVID positives. So Grand Rapids, Minnesota's team had to step away from the tournament this year. We hope that they will make the trip back next year. 1-0 our score with 6:23 left here in this first period. That goal came at the 10 with 10:18 left in the first. The two players for Portage that combined on that were Gage Gullstrand and Todd Kilpel, I believe. It was a scrum out in front of the net that they scored on, so as we like to call them, greasy goals in Beaver hockey. Nice pass. Oh, what a play. A tic-tac-toe play by Portage. Kirby Storm to Tevin Stuckel. Stuckel puts that one in as those two pass the puck back and forth through the slot. And it's a 2-0 lead with 5:51 left here in the first. So Stuckel from Storm on that play. 2-0 Portage Lake Flyers out of Houghton, Michigan. Little quick wrist shot there by Luciano Paoli, and a quick glove save made by Copper Roth. Face off right circle. Thief River Falls wins the draw. We played side there by Ryan Flogan. Flogan will clear it. And Puck will... I think it was a hand pass or something. They will bring the faceoff just outside of Thief River's zone. Portage Lakes wins the draw. Stolen by Tucker Cannott. At the back wall, behind the net of the Thief River goaltender, Roth. And that puck's going to squirt past the Portage Lake player at the blue line. That was Todd Kilpala. 4:34 left here in this first period. Lots of different things happening here in this tournament. I'll tell you a little bit about that. Oh, one-timer just missing. Another tic-tac-toe play there. Brody Donnelly and Gunnar Golstrand were looking for each other. And the one-timer was missed right out in front as the Portage Lake Flyers were attempting to go up 3-0. They still lead 2-0 our score, 4:03 to play here in this first. Inside the offensive zone for the Thief River Falls Peewees. Shot fanned on. And it'll be sent back the other way. Chasing it down. Floggin. Not able to clear. Picked up there by Storm. Skating around back behind the net over to the left corner. Storm with the puck. Finds Stuckel. Stuckel already and Storm with points here today. They connected with the second goal for Portage Lake. Now Thief River Falls able to drive the puck into the left corner of the offensive zone. Picked right back up by the Flyers. They will clear. Battle for the puck with Hembroff and Hudson Hall. Hall lost the puck. Now collected by Tevin Stuckel. Driven down low and icing is called against Portage Lake. How did these two teams get to this point? Well, let's see. Portage Lake Flyers opened up the tournament losing to Bemidji 6-1. The Bemidji Peewee A's will be playing in the championship game after this one. And then Portage would tie against Cloquet 6-6. They would defeat Morris Benson in pool play 7-2, and then last night, a 7-1 win over Detroit Lakes in the bracket play. The Thief River Falls PBAs were supposed to play Grand Rapids, who had to back out of the tournament. Then Thief River defeated Blaine in pool play 5-1. Oh, a shot! Big stop there by Thief River Falls. Copper Roth. The Thief River Falls would then lose to Detroit Lakes in pool play 6-1, but then defeat Cloquet in bracket play 4-3. So Cloquet and Detroit Lakes both losing in bracket play. And those two teams playing in the consolation championship for the Lumberjack bracket today. They're playing right now, actually. Hopefully we can get a score update on that one. Minute 52 left here in the first. A 2-0 lead for the Portage Lake Flyers. Shot right off the draw. Was blocked out in front, and we get a penalty coming up. A tripping call. Called against Portage Lake Flyers, and the first power play for the Thief River Falls team as they send, looks like it's Paoli into the penalty box. So a power play now for Thief River Falls, their first one of the day. Nice stick handling there by Thief River Falls over on that right wing side. The centering pass out in front. Intercepted, though. Some great big skating there by Bennett Borgen as he stick handled past two Lakers, or Flyers, excuse me. Minute three left here in this first period. Still a 2-0 lead for Portage Lake Flyers. Thief River Falls on the power play for another minute seven. They will carry that over to the second if they don't score here. Line change coming up for this Thief River Falls power play unit. At the back wall now, skating with the puck is Wes Olson. Olson with it. Still with the puck. That one's stolen away. Here comes Stuckel. Tevin Stuckel carries the puck up the ice. Shorthanded a shot. Big stop. Oh, what a stop there by Copper Roth. He caught that puck right at the inside the blue paint, just an inch away from that goal line. Great big play both sides of the ice here in this penalty kill and power play for these two teams. 10 seconds left in the first. 2-0 our score. And that power play is going to carry over with 15 seconds left in that power play for Thief River Falls. That'll carry over into the second period. The first period in the books, two goals scored by Portage Lake Flyers. The first goal came with 10:18 left in the first. It was a Gage Goldstrand and Todd Kilpala connection. Then at 5:51 left in the first, a great big play from Tevin Stuckel and Kirby Storm. They pass the puck back and forth, and Stuckel put that one away to make it 2-0. We take a break and come back with the start of our second period next. You're listening to Lumberjack Championship Bracket Championship Game. Right here on Paul Bunyan Hockey.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
As we come out of hibernation with spring right around the corner, Hills Country Greenhouse has been busy preparing for the upcoming growing season. Hi, this is Janae, inviting you to order your seeds and starter supplies too. Get a jump start on your garden. Hills Country Greenhouse has a large selection of garden seeds, starter supplies, and more. Order yours today. Have landscaping needs? We can help. Call us at 751-0534 or visit hillscountrygreenhouse.com and use the contact form. Your one-stop garden shop, Hills Country Greenhouse, 5 miles south of Bemidji on 71.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here on paulbunyanhockey.com. I'm Kelly Schultz. Thanks for tuning in today from around the globe. I know the folks back in Houghton, Michigan probably tuning in today. The Portage Lake Flyers leading 2-0 after one period of play. So we get you started for the second period here. And the faceoff with 12 seconds left on that power play now. Thief River Falls sends it into the offensive zone. It's intercepted there. And that is going to do it for the penalty time. And out of the box comes Luciano Paoli. Back to 5-on-5 hockey here. 14:34 to play in our second period. Thief River Falls will try to clear. It's kept in. Puck comes from the blue line, swept aside there by Copper Roth. Picked up on the near half wall. Nice moves there by Caden Cullen. Driven into the offensive zone. Picked up, though, by Todd Kilpala. He'll try to clear it right back out. It's kept in at the blue line. Nice big play there at the blue line by Borgen. Borgen's shot blocked out in front. out at center. Paoli drove that one in on net. Up the ice. Oh, what a play. Big stop there, and the net's going to come off of its post. Portage Lakes, Max Aldrich with the opportunity. Came racing up the ice and was stopped there by Roth. Faceoff will come in the left circle of Thief River Falls zone. 13:17 to play, and another penalty called against Thief River Falls. 5-on-4 hockey here. Steven. That shot's going to come in on net. Steven Stupel set that one up. It was a stop. Another big save made there. Another kick save made there for Roth. Both Stukel and Kilpua getting shots on net on this power play. It's the second power play opportunity here today for the Portage Lake Flyers. Minute 27 left on the penalty. We'll get a change there on the ice for Thief River. At the faceoff circle was Ian Winter. And that puck will be held onto as it came right up the slot off the stick of Tevin Stukel. Stukel with the puck over on the near half wall. Tries to set that one up over inside the right circle. A shot slid wide of the net. Power play for another minute 8. Stukel down on the ice trying to break free. Now here comes Thief River Falls back up the ice. Thief River with a chance, shorthanded. That play by Johnny Rogala was stopped short of the net. Another opportunity there for Thief River Falls to break out of their zone. Rogala almost had another breakaway there. Borgen kept it outside of the zone. Stukel, played it out. Back inside the offensive zone, picked up now by Gullstrand. Gullstrand trying to set something up. 21 seconds left in the power play. Oh, what a stop there by Roth. Another big stop, and we're going to get another penalty coming up here. Called against Thief River Falls. 2 minutes for cross-checking. And heading to the box, Keegan Lund, I believe. It was either Lund or Hemrick. Couldn't tell. Kids got their jerseys tucked into their breezers. Can't see if that was a 6 or a 0. So 5-on-3 here for Portage Lake. They have been cycling the puck very well in this power play. Out of the box. That was either Hemrick or Lund. Both of those two players with the similar situation on the jerseys. Can't tell who's who, what, and where. That doesn't help me out any. Oh, what a shot. Up close and personal. Nolan Hanner put that one on target, but it was stopped. Copper Roth. Takes up a lot of space there between the pipes. Minute 27 left on the third power play opportunity here for Portage Lake. And Stuckel at the back wall tries to set that one up. Stuckel skates back inside the right circle with the shot. Kick save made. Another shot taken there by Kilpala, was blocked. And puck comes out to center. 54 seconds left in the power play for Portage Lake. Driven into the offensive zone there by Wes Olson. Back wall. Kilpala will come away with it, and he'll try to set something up here for this Flyer power play. Long headman pass intended for Hembroff. Puck will sail to the left corner of the offensive zone. Picked up on the near half wall by Kilpala. He'll skate back behind the net. Tries to drive that one out in front, looking for a backdoor play. Hembroff looking for the wraparound was stopped. Nice defensive work there by Bennett Borgen. 5-on-4 for 12 more seconds. Portage Lake Flyers on a power play, and icing is called. With 9:33 left here in this second period, a 2-0 lead. It was a 2-0 lead after one. And no scoring since then. Shot comes in, another big save there for Copper Rock. Out of the penalty box. And we're back to 5-on-5. Hockey. So penalty time has expired, and Thief River Falls is back to full strength. Faceoff will come to the blocker side of Copper Roth, the goaltender. Drawn and won by Nolan Hanner. Driven to the back wall behind the Thief River Falls goal. Centering out in front. Another big stop there by Roth. Back behind the net. Bennett Borgen with the puck. It's amazing how fast you start to learn names and numbers. You got to do six teams in one tournament. 8:26 to play here in the second period. Still a 2-0 lead for that Portage Lake Flyer team out of Houghton, Michigan. Puck's going to sail all the way up the ice. I believe they're going to wave off. Oh, nope, they're not going to wave off icing. And we'll get a face-off inside Thief River Falls territory. Again, today's game being brought to you by Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, McDonald's of Bemidji, Hills Country Greenhouse, The Corner Bar, and Jimmy John's. Today's game also brought to you by RP Broadcasting and 94.3 FM. The Legends will have the championship game between Bemidji and Crookston on the radio here in Bemidji, as well as online, paulbunyanhockey.com. Nice pass. Oh, what a stop by Roth. Oh, that was a huge stop as that shot came off the stick of Gunnar Golstrand. Right at the top of the goal crease. Roth making some spectacular saves. I really wish we had live stats. He's come up with a ton of saves here so far in the second period. Not allowing anything as of yet. Both those Portage goals came in the first period, but this second period has been solid for Roth. Puck's going to sail over to the left corner of the Flyer zone. Picked up over on the near side. jammed up in the corner boards. Played high off the glass, now over to the left side. Thief River Falls with the puck. Tied up in the corner. Svensgaard, not able to hold. That puck's going to sail all the way up the ice, and we'll get an icing call as Zeb Hemrick skated after it. Faceoff will come just to the blocker side of Kaysen Helminen, goaltender for Portage Lake. Faceoff between Hudson Hall. And Kirby Storm, it looked like. No, it wasn't Storm, that was Max Aldrich. Back out to center ice, Bennett Borgen. Borgen sent it into the offensive zone. It's backhanded out by Casey Hiller. Back up the ice, Stuckel with a shot. Big stop, puck is loose. Oh, and a copper rough got a piece of that, but then got some help. Nice defensive work there by Thief River Falls. Zeb Hemrick saved that puck from going past his goaltender. Back the other way, here comes the Flyers. Hembroff carries the puck into the left corner. Stops at the back wall, slides it into the right corner. It's getting bumped off the play. Hemrick comes up with it. Pass is intercepted. Nice job there. Oh, that one hit the far post. It came off the stick of Tevin Stuckel. Stuckel just laid out one of the Thief River Falls players. And we'll get a penalty called against Tevin Stuckel. So Stuckel heads to the penalty box. 5:28 left here in this second period, a power play. Thief River Falls with the puck. Shot comes in, big blocker, save made there by Kaysen Helminen. Chipped over to the far wall, out at center. The Flyers will come up with it. Back the other way. Brody Donnelly. Donnelly gets stopped. Shot hit the side of the net. And Thief River Falls able to clear it out of their zone. They're still on the power play for a minute 14. Good pressure, though, by Portage Lake. Keeper falls not able to clear, and we get a tripping call. And a penalty coming up against Thief River Falls. So 4-on-4 hockey for a minute 4. Shot fired just wide of the net of Roth. 51 seconds left on the penalty time to Portage Lake. Tevin Stuckel in the penalty box for another 34 minutes. And a minute 28 left in the penalty time to Thief River Falls. 3:55 left here in the second period. 2-0. Both goals scored in the first by Portage. Oh, the tapper right out in front, just missing wide. And we get another whistle. Copper Ruff coming up with some spectacular saves here as the net came off of its post. That was what the whistle was for. So 15 seconds left on the penalty time to Stuckel. Another minute, 9 left on the other penalty to Thief River Falls. Tied up the back wall. Hembroff over on the near side. Poke checked away, and a couple of players go down in a heap, and we get another penalty. And that'll be a hold. Holding penalty coming up against Brody Donnelly. Wrong team. Yeah, Portage Flyers. Donnelly heads to the penalty box. So we're going to go 4-on-4 for another 49 seconds. So a penalty-riddled second period. No scoring yet, though, in the second. It's still 2-0. Portage Lake leads with 3:19 left here in this second stanza. Stuckel with a shot and a goal. Oh, man, what a shot from the top of the slot by Tevin Stuckel, and that is goal number 2 for Stuckel. That looked easy. 3-0, 4-on-4. And Stuckel now with 2 goals. Puck's going to come into the stands and it'll be sent right back in by one of the hockey moms. Stuckel wins a faceoff out at center. 3-0. Portage Lake leads here with 2:55 left in our second period. Lumberjack championship bracket. Detroit Lakes and Cloquet playing in the other side of this bracket in the consolation round. And they are playing right next door at the Sanford Power Rink at the Bemidji Community Arena. We're here at the First National Bank. Oh, Stuckel with some nice moves. Tried to get through 2 defenders and was stopped. Still a power play now for Thief River Falls. And puck comes in at the skates of Portage Lake's goaltender, Kason Helminen. And he'll hang on for a save. Faceoff will come in the left circle of Flyer territory. Faceoff was won there by Thief River. Tied up out at center. Just inside the blue line, Pass into the offensive zone, picked up now by Gunnar Goldstrand. He'll skate back to the blue line. Still controls the puck. Goldstrand making the circles. Continues. He has skated a full circle around the offensive zone. Drops it off finally for Hudson Hall. Hall lost the puck, and Thief River Falls will clear it out to center ice. Tied up around the near wall. Borgen. Intercepted. Markham carries it in. He'll drive it to the back wall. Minute 6 left here in this second period. Still a 3-0 lead for Portage Lake. Borgen with the puck inside of zone. Played off the corner boards over to the far wall. Portage Lake will keep it inside the offensive zone. Shot comes in. Stick save made there by Roth. Shot was taken there by Kilpala from the blue line. Chipped out to neutral ice. Picked up again by Kilpala. Thief River trying to get the puck out of the zone. That puck's going to sail all the way up the ice, and icing will be called. with 10 seconds left here in the second period. 3-0. Two goals scored by Kevin Stuckel. One here in this second period, one in the first period, and then the other goal came with 10:18 left in that first period, made it 1-0. It was Gage Goldstrand and Todd Kilpala who combined on that goal. Portage Lake with 2 seconds left. Shot fired. Big stop. Gloved and held onto there by Koparoff as the buzzer sounded. 3-0 our score after two periods of play. We take a break and come back. You're listening to the Lumberjack Championship right here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Portage Lake leads Thief River Falls 3-0 after two.
At Jimmy John's, we want your sandwich to arrive freaky fast so it's freaky fresh. So we only deliver within 5 minutes of our stores and not farther. Click to order at JimmyJohns.com. 5 minutes is not a guaranteed delivery time. Actual delivery times will vary.
Dinner's great. It's one of your top three favorite meals. You just don't want to have to make it. Well, with Jimmy John's, you don't have to. Whether you live in a sandwich delivery zone or head into the store, you can always get a freaky fresh sandwich. Click to order at JimmyJohns.com.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. Kelly Schultz with you here on this beautiful Sunday morning in Bemidji. 3-0 lead for Portage Lake taking on Thief River Falls. And I had to do a little Googling. I forgot that the Thief River Falls high school team is the Prowlers. So, which kind of looks like the big cat that's on the jersey of the photos in the program here, so we're going to go with Prowlers. Or you could call them the Big Cats. They need a mascot on their jerseys today, so I could tell who they were. But we know that the Portage Lake team is the Flyers, and they are out of Houghton, Michigan, and they lead 3-0. Two goals scored by Stuckel, and another goal that was scored by Goldstrand. And Koparoff playing a fantastic game despite giving up 3 goals. He's made a lot of great saves. His offense certainly hasn't been able to get much going. Little pushing there in the corner as the Flyers try to keep the play alive at the blue line. Picked up by Donnelly. Donnelly skates it to the back wall. Puck is stolen away by Flagan. Over on the left half boards into the corner of the offensive zone. Kilpala tried to carry it out to the middle. Kilpala turns, fires that one, went off the blocker of Roth and up and over the crossbar. Thief River Falls tries to come out of their zone. It'll be carried right back in by Goldstrand. Kept in at the blue line, Kilpala. Rink-wide pass, top of the slot. Puck is blocked just at the bottom of the circle. And Thief River will try to go off for a change. Back inside the offensive zone, Flyers with a chance. Stuckel with a look and a goal. That one just squirts past Roth. It's 4-0. And I believe they're going to credit that one to Kirby Storm. So Storm putting that one in. 4-0 our score. Here in the third, 13:05 to play. So for Storm, that is the his first goal today. Shot comes in from the blue line off the stick of Porter Markham. Stopped there by Copper Roth. Three River Falls finds themselves down 4-0 with 12:35 to play here in the third. Ooh. That puck hit the skate of Tevin Stuckel, who goes off the ice and back onto the bench. A little stinger there. Tied up over on that left half wall. Couple of tired Thief River players here as they battled for the puck. We'll see what the status of Stuckel, who hasn't returned to the ice just yet. Still sitting on the bench. With 11:39 left here in the third period, the Lumberjack Championship on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Also brought to you today by the Beaver Radio Network. We broadcast Bemidji State Men's and Women's Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network, and Beaver Women's Hockey Team did not make it to the final faceoff this year, which is being played right now this weekend down in Minneapolis. So I was free to broadcast today's championship games, while my other half, Brian Schultz, is at the Sanford Center today covering BSU Beaver men's hockey. Beaver men will have home ice next weekend against Michigan Tech. So the Portage Lake folks that are tuned in today, they know all about Michigan Tech hockey, I'm sure. They've had a great season as well, and Beavers will face them. I watched the Minnesota State and Michigan Tech game last night on TV, and man, let me tell you, they are a very physical team, those Huskies. So the Beavers have their work cut out for them next weekend. Bemidji State will wrap up the regular season. Wow, what a stop there by Roth again. So Bemidji State will wrap up their season against the Alabama Huntsville Chargers today at 1:07 here in Bemidji. 10:27 to play, 4-0. Portage Lake Flyers leading Thief River Falls. I, too, am also familiar with Thief River Falls High School hockey. The couple of former BSU Beaver women's hockey players came out of there. Bria Jordy and, nice shot. Big stop there by Roth, and we get a penalty coming up against Thief River Falls. Sylvia Meralt and Bria Jordy. Emily Oh my gosh, I just drew a blank. Her dad is the head coach of the boys team up there. Thief River Falls. Berglund. To think about that for a second. Oh, too much hockey on the brain today. Power play for Portage Lake here. That doesn't help out Thief River Falls this morning, or almost afternoon. They find themselves down 4-0. Shot just driven wide in the net by Gunnar Gullstrand. Tied up now over on the left half wall. Poke check free. Still now tied back up. And finally broken free there by Max Aldrich. The backdoor play came out in front, but was swept aside there by the defense. Now up the ice, shorthanded chance for Bennett Morgan. Morgan not able to put that one on target. Ooh, some. There, I think they're going to match these two up. Yes, they are. A little roughing going on there between, let's see, it looked like it was Bennett Morgan and Gunnar Gullstrand. So they will both head to the penalty box. Matching 2-minute minors for roughing. Yeah, some fists are being thrown and pushing and shoving in the corner. They only put the one penalty up. They're going to go to the scorer's table here. Okay, now they're both up there. So five-on-four hockey still, because those are matching. Five-on-four. So still a shorthanded Thief River Falls team. Back out on the ice is Stuckel. Oh, nice defensive work there. That puck came right out in front of the slot and was swept away there by Ryan Floggen. Stuckel drops the puck off. Puck sits loose. Still loose out in front. Oh, finally smothered there by Roth. 8:32 to play here in the third period and a 4-0 lead for Portage Lake. We will continue our coverage this afternoon with the championship game between the Bemidji Pee-wee A's and Crookston. Tied up in the corner of the Thief River Falls zone. Still 6 seconds left on that power play opportunity. It'll be 4-on-4. Now for another minute two. And another penalty called on that play. Yikes. So two Thief River Falls players in the box. Still 4-0. This game's gotten a bit physical between these two teams. Kind of reminds me of the Minnesota State and Michigan Tech game last night. That game got really ugly too in the third period. Oh. Back up the ice, Stuckel with a shot, five hole. Goal, a hat trick for Tevin Stuckel. 5-0 our score. .753 left here in the third. 5-0 our score. That one was a power play goal nonetheless. By Tevin Stuckel. And they're trying to determine something with the scoreboard. They will pull one of the players out of the penalty box. The other two still sit. So let's see, which one did they take off of the scoreboard? 5-0 our score, Portage Lake. Tevin Stuckel with a hat trick today, 3 goals. Another goal was scored by Kirby Storm and Gage Goldstrand. Nice moves and a kick save made there by Copper Roth. Again, Nolan Hanner tries to carry the puck toward the net. Puck bounces right through the crease over to the left corner. Thief River falls down 5-0. Need to find a way to get the puck up the ice and get some scoring opportunities here. Last game, or earlier game, ended up in overtime, 7-6. And one team was up 6-4 at one point. Nice big play. Thief River with a shot. That one just misses wide. Shot was taken by Keegan Lund. Sent out to center by Portage Lake. They will, and icing will be called against Thief River Falls. That'll bring the faceoff all the way back up the ice. 22 seconds left. Nope, I'll take that back. There is nobody in the penalty box. They have not taken that time off of the clock here. I looked and went, wait, we're not on a power play anymore. Face off, left circle. Here comes Thief River Falls, a 2-on-1. Let's see if they can make this work. Shot comes in, very soft shot to the net. Covered up easily there by Kaysen Helminen. 6:13 to play here in the third. A 5-0 lead for Portage Lake Flyers. They trying to win the Lumberjack Championship game here. And head back to Houghton, a happy team. Thief River trying to jam the puck into the offensive zone. We get an offside call. The offsides in Pee Wee hockey so much different than the college level. You even put that puck on the other side of the blue line and your teammate is on the other side. Before that puck is touched, you get called for a whistle and offside. Not like college where you can dump the puck in while your teammate's maybe in the circle coming out of the zone. Back up the ice, here comes Portage Lake again. Oh, big collision there over on that left wall of the Thief River Falls zone. Puck sails back to the blue line. Nice stop there at the blue line by Gage Goldstrand. Picked up in the corner. Portage Lake trying to cycle the puck. Rink-wide pass. That one's going to get past the blue line. Driven out by Caden Cullen. Cullen sends it into the offensive zone. Not for long. Long headman pass. Nice stop out at center by Ian Winter. Back inside Thief River Falls zone. Back to the blue line. Markham sends it to the back wall. Tied up with a couple of skaters. 4:25 left here in our hockey game. 5-0. Portage Lake. Coming up next, we'll have Bemidji versus Crookston in the championship of the championship bracket. That game will also be online and on the radio here in Bemidji at 94.3 FM, The Legends, and online right here at paulbunyanhockey.com. Thief River tries to carry the puck into the offensive zone. Stuckel tries to jam that one out of the zone. Picked up there by Casey Hiller. Now Stuckel, rink wide out to center. Onto the stick of Kirby Storm. Dropped off there for Markham. Markham now picked up, carried in. Shot comes off of the pads of Roth. Ian Hembroff with the shot. That was a heck of a shot. Right up the slot. Back out to center. 3:05 left here in the third. 5-0 our score. Portage Lake leads the Lumberjack Championship game here at the Bemidji Community Arena. Typically, these games would be at the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, the same place that they play Bemidji State men's and women's hockey. Unfortunately, with COVID, that was not going to happen. City of Bemidji has stricter rules at the Sanford Center than here at, what a backhanded shot taken there by Bennett Borgen, and it just went off of the crossbar and out. Almost ended the shutout for Kaysen Helminen. Yes, I said it. There's no such thing as an announcer. Superstition, what do you call it? I'm not superstitious. Might not say that during the Bemidji game, but... Minute 53 left here in the third. Portage trying to add to their tally there. That shot just sails wide off the stick of Luciano Paoli. Portage able to clear. Puck rolls high. We carried in. Nice big play there for Thief River. Oh, the shot just missing wide. Centering it right up the middle. Another shot. Oh, smothered. That shot came off the stick of Tucker Cannot. The initial shot, I believe, was taken by Bennett Borgen. Two quick shots, two big stops for Helminen. Minute 17 left. Up the ice, here comes Portage Lake. Nice poke check there in the slot, stopping the shot. That shot comes up the ice. It'll be smothered there by Roth. Five nothing. Portage Lake Flyers leading Thief River Falls Prowlers. The Portage Lake Flyers had a 2-0 lead after the first. And a 3-0 lead. After the second, now 5-0 lead here with 46 seconds left in the third. And it looks like Portage Lake will come away with the Lumberjack Championship bracket win. Thanks to a hat trick by Tevin Stuckel, who scored in all three periods here today. Seconds left in the hockey game. And a penalty coming up. That won't matter though, 8 seconds left. Oh, we get another pushing and shoving by Portage. Brody Donnelly. He headed right to the bench, as does Keegan Lund. Those two, no love lost. 5-0 with 6 seconds left in this hockey game. Cross check. And a cross check was the call against Donnelly. And a checking call against Keegan Lund. 5-0 with 6 seconds left. Puck is down. That's going to do it, folks. They have not started the clock, though. There we go. There's the clock. Swept that one aside, and that'll do it. Kason Helminen with the shutout here today for Portage Lake Flyers. They win this one 5-0. It was a hat trick by Tevin Stuckel. A goal scored in each of the three periods. Other goals were scored by Kirby Storm and also Gage Goldstrand. 5-0 our final. A plaque awarded to the Lumberjack bracket champions. Portage Lake. They will be heading back to Houghton, Michigan. A happy bunch. And we'll get you all set up for our next game. That is coming your way here in just a few moments. Again, a 5-0 win here in our second game of the day. Portage Lake Lumberjack champions here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Our next game is on the way here in just moments. You can catch it also on the radio. 94.3 The Legends here in Bemidji. We'll be back.
Corner Bar Burgers, sandwiches, or salads are bound to hit the spot between games this weekend.
Comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the backhand, shoots, scores! Oh my, what a shot!
Oh my, what a shot. The Corner Bar, nine more, where food is great, the drinks are cold, and the staff is friendly. The Corner Bar, Bemidji's original sports bar with hockey at its core. Call 218-751-8872 for the Corner Bar. We'll see you soon.
As we come out of hibernation with spring right around the corner, Hills Country Greenhouse has been busy preparing for the upcoming growing season. Hi, this is Janae, inviting you to order your seeds and starter supplies too. Get a jump start on your garden. Hills Country Greenhouse has a large selection of garden seeds, starter supplies, and more. Order yours today. Have landscaping needs? We can help. Call us at 751-0534 or visit hillscountrygreenhouse.com and use the contact form. Your one-stop garden shop, Hills Country Greenhouse, 5 miles south of Bemidji on 71.
At Jimmy John's, we want your sandwich to arrive freaky fast, so it's freaky fresh. So we only deliver within 5 minutes of our stores, and not farther. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com. 5 minutes is not a guaranteed delivery time. Actual delivery times will vary.
Dinner's great. It's one of your top three favorite meals. You just don't want to have to make it. Well, with Jimmy John's, you don't have to. Whether you live in a sandwich delivery zone or head into the store, you can always get a freaky fresh sandwich. Click to order at jimmyjohns.com.
Corner Bar Burgers, sandwiches, or salads are bound to hit the spot between games this weekend.
Comes in, got around his man, comes in on the forehand, the backhand, shoots, scores! Oh my, what a shot!
Oh my, what a shot. The Corner Bar, nine more, where food is great, the drinks are cold, and the staff is friendly. The Corner Bar, Bemidji's original sports bar with hockey at its core. Call 218-751-8872 for the Corner Bar. We'll see you soon.
Higgins Heating would like to remind everyone to get your furnace checked and running at top-notch condition. Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration has been your premier Lennox dealer in Bemidji since 1946, providing quality products and services to their customers. Whether you need a new furnace installed for your home or business, or just want to get it running efficiently and economically, call Higgins Heating today to make your appointment. 751-2801. That's 751-2801.